This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Campaigning intensifies for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections as political leaders are holding back-to-back rallies in various states. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in public meetings in support of the party's candidates in the coming phases of Lok Sabha elections today in West Bengal. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at Jagaddal of North Chobbis Parganas in support of the party's Barakpur candidate Arjun Singh. After that, he will also participate in three public meetings at Panchkula of Howrah, Chinsura and Pulshura of Hooghly district. Mr. Modi will later hold a roadshow in Patna today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will campaign in Uttar Pradesh today. He will address a political rally in Rai Bareli, from where former Congress President Rahul Gandhi is contesting. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will campaign in Sitapur Baharaich and Amethi district constituencies. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will jointly address a political rally in favour of INDI Alliance candidate in Barabanki. Akhilesh Yadav will later campaign in Mohanlal Ganj constituency, which falls in Lucknow district. Meanwhile, the stage is set for the fourth phase of polling for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory, 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology, which will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reducing metal powder from 565 kilograms to 13.7 kilograms and reducing the production time by 60%. The test was successfully carried out on Friday at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. It is celebrated on second Sunday of May every year. Mother's Day holds immense significance as it celebrates their existence to honor and express gratitude for the hardships they bear and things they do. Isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka over the next 2 to 3 days. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and most parts of India, including southern and northeast region, for the next 2 to 3 days. Thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand over the next 2 days. IMD further said, dust storm and thunderstorm with gusty winds are very likely to prevail at isolated places over Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Aman Sehrawat has become the first Indian male wrestler to secure a quota place for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Asian champion Sehrawat secured a Paris quota in the men's 57-kilogram freestyle category at the World Wrestling Olympic qualifiers in Istanbul, Turkey. All of the previous 5 quotas were obtained by the Indian women wrestlers. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 3:30 p.m, while in the second match of the day, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. today. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.